The first line of the Lord's Prayer summons you to discover your place in the universe. The opening words help the lost to be found. The prayer begins with the essential kindness of God and captures a sense of the Christian family. In just 8 words, the prayer leads us into the cosmic struggle which is taking place on the earth. How does this one line help me find my place in the universe? Through the very first word, Father, Jesus invites us to call the Lord God, the Creator of heaven and earth, Father. Jesus invites us into the same relationship with God, which he himself enjoys. We need to remember that in much of the Jewish tradition and in other religions, God is seen as all-powerful and mighty. In Judaism, God is seen to be so holy that his name could not even be said out loud. But Jesus encourages his disciples to address God simply, in a familiar way, as part of his family, as Father. In doing that, we find our place in the universe. Where do we fit into the created order? Did this beautiful world come about by chance? Our place in the universe is as children of our Father in heaven. We're not atoms floating in a sea of chaos or chance. The universe is not about randomness, but relationship. We are created in God's image and likeness. We are made to know God and enjoy God forever. To say our Father in heaven is to stand by faith in the whole of that worldview. Humanity has turned away from God our Creator, and we have not lived in relationship with God. But God has sent us his Son. Jesus comes to us so that we can call God Father. Through the life and ministry and death and resurrection of Jesus, we can know God as Father. The words of the prayer are only possible because of the one who gives us the prayer. What difference does the hour make in our Father? Again, it is about finding our place in the universe. Every time we say this prayer, we remember that we are connected not only vertically to God, but horizontally to others. If you pray this prayer, you are part of a family. Does Jesus mean us to pray as though we're part of one big family of the entire human race? Or does he mean us to pray as though we are part of his own family, the Christian Church, the family of the disciples? The second of these is more than the first. The Lord's Prayer is taught to the disciples, not the crowds. This is a Christian family prayer. We are brothers and sisters together. And we have brothers and sisters around the world, our fellow Christians. This creates a tremendous sense of solidarity. It also creates a tremendous sense of responsibility for one another.